It was a riddle, not a command, by Joseph de Monde. Chapter 6. Who opens our eyes? Page 24. Did you take note of this in the previous Gospel of Luke passage? Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. Luke 24, verse 45. This is why I ask you to pray at the start and to do so again now. Pray this little prayer from the book of Psalms and ask for the understanding and knowledge you are going to need in order to see these truths that remain hidden even to this day. Open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law. I am a sojourner on the earth. Hide not your commandments from me. My soul is consumed with longing for your rules at all times. You rebuke the insolent, accursed ones who wander from your commandments. Psalms 119, verses 18 to 21. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given him. James 1, verse 5. My son, if you receive my words and treasure up my commandments with you, making your ear attentive to wisdom and inclining your heart to understanding, yes, if you call out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it like silver and search for it as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk in integrity, guarding the paths of justice and watching over the way of his saints. Proverbs 2, verses 1 to 8. Then you will understand righteousness and justice and equity, every good path, for wisdom will come into your heart and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will watch over you, understanding will guard you, delivering you from the way of evil, from men of perverted speech, who forsake the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice in doing evil and delight in the perverseness of evil, men whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their ways. Proverbs 2, verses 9 to 15. Will you be one of the chosen few? This is why I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. Matthew 13, verse 13. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For truly I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, and did not see it, and to hear what you hear, and did not hear it. Matthew 13, verses 16 to 17. Once the 12 disciples were given the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, which is, again, one of the holy days of Leviticus 23, they began to preach with wisdom, insight, and understanding.